here we finally got our planes crashing into the Pentagon. How many planes were those? Were those two or three major planes? Well, it sounded like.
Allegedly three planes. I haven't seen any black box yet.
Welcome, Winnie. So please go ahead. I mean, tell us about your experiences. You're coming out of the future. You're a future man. So why don't you tell us what you experienced on 9/11?
Well, I'll talk about 9/11 that happened yesterday here, and we had a bit of a little gathering, about maybe 15 of us hardcore truthers turned up, and we were handing out DVDs and then handing out flyers, and then a member of the local Auckland City Council approached one of our guys that was handing flyers across the street, and I was like, this is interesting, I'll go find out what's going on here. And of course I was wearing a very intimidating paintball mask and camouflage desert combat outfit, you know, just to get into the spirit of Operation Iraqi Rakup. And it turns out that Auckland City Council has passed a new bylaw prohibiting the distribution of any form of material. You are not allowed to hand out flyers. You are not allowed to hand out DVDs. You are not allowed to offer members of the public to take anything away with them. You are not allowed to use a megaphone. And this applies to every area of public space in the entire city.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's amazing.
Conveniently, I don't need a megaphone because I've got the loudest lungs that a smoker could. And I decided to, you know, yell out and say to the public, look, we can't hand out this, we can't hand out that. And this dude comes up, and I just watched the video of it last night, and I'll be uploading it to YouTube today, I think. He kind of like walks past behind me, he's walking down the street, and then I'm keeping on going. And then he just comes straight out of left field and just shoves me like real hard, you know, and I'm back a couple of steps, and he tries to grab me again, and I just like fend him off and come back to the boys, you know. There's a good 15 of us, and we're like, take your violence elsewhere. And he's like, oh, what are you going to do about it? You guys are just stirring up Shiite Muslim. Obviously you can't say SHIT on FCC regulated radio, but just basically a real psycho, fluoride head, aspartame gum chewing, Macca's munching, calcified pineal gland thinking piece of crap, honestly. And he was upset that we were talking about 9/11 on 9/11, and he said that we should show some respect for the family members. He says, why do you choose today of all days? And we go, because it's the anniversary of 9/11, you knob cheese, honestly. And he says, oh, Vinny, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? And I say, I sleep very well, you know. I have a missus, unlike some people. Scumbag!
Oh, that's a story.
Honestly.
Okay,
guys, we are about
the finish of the show. Just say goodbye to our audience. We are over with Musicians for Freedom for today.
Okay.
Well, Vinny, thank you for being a good sport and popping in, and the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Last thoughts quickly, Vinny.
Well, when the police turned up and everything, they took all of our details and were fairly aggressive with us, and we didn't even do anything. But they wound up taking away the scumbag in a paddy wagon, so it was just that lovely. And they told me not to upload the video, but I'm going to do it anyway, because the justice system doesn't provide justice, and I want some personal justice.
We'll look for that.
Yeah, that's a great
one. May the 9/11 first responders rest in pieces on the top of the Deutsche Bank building.
Okay, guys. So thank you very much for joining us. And, you know, we'll see each other next week. So stay tuned, and we'll be back very soon.
Bye, folks.